don't really dive into why they got fact checked. They just get pissed off. So I decided to click on it. Just see what some of the stuff was, what their facts were. And some of the facts were still claiming that this wasn't from a lab, it's from a bat, you know, it's from wildlife.
Yeah.
That's pretty much been debunked, I would think, at this point.
Yeah.
All evidence seems to be leading toward this coming out of that lab in Wuhan. But I'm leaving it up there because maybe somebody was like, well, let's see what this is about, you know. And all I titled it was, what did I say? I said...
Well, do you want to open the show with that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean...
You want to go ahead and get into it?
Let's go. If I'm ready to be playing games, so...
2...
Are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story.
Hey, but, yo, yeah, smoke a blunt. Forget about it. Forget about
it. We're all having a party. We're having fun. We like to have fun.
We like to have fun, you know, here. What
I'm saying? We like to have fun here.
No. Actually, if you're listening,
we're supposed to be bringing the funny, Jake.
If you're listening to this podcast, you know, actually turn it off. Let's give them 5 seconds.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this episode of Two Grumpy Elephants. We are a political commentary comedy podcast. We're going to shit on people. We're going to make some jokes. We're going to give you information. You know, trying to keep you informed, try to keep you engaged. Can I just start by saying...
You want to start by saying your name?
No, I know. I'm not going there yet. Hold on. You throw me a curveball every time you do a countdown.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you'll do 5. And then today you didn't do anything. So that's funny. That's cool. Anyway, all right. So I am your host, Jason. Joining me always with a smile on his face is Jake.
What's up, everybody? How's it going?
He is off the lightning. He's feeling good. Feeling good. Got another month before you have to worry about it again. I, on the other hand, I'm getting very close. So... All right, let's start off by saying this. Guys, you came through for us a little bit on the last episode. I mean, you really did. We were surging there for a little bit. We almost broke 100. I think last I checked, we were at 95 views.
We're at 90. I just checked right before we started this. We're at 95 right now.
We're at 95 views. We were getting some comments. I feel like some comments may be getting... banned or whatever. I know me and Jake were looking at it, and I found this tab that's on the actual app that if you click on it and you click newest comment or whatever, then someone's comment may show up. But it's still a form of shadow banning.
Yeah, I never heard of that being a thing before, where you have to click on that to see comments.
Yeah, it's bullshit. That's what it is. All right, so if you follow our Facebook page, Two Grumpy Elephants, you will notice that I posted a video up there that Jake sent me during prep, or a little earlier this morning, and it kind of goes through the history of how the coronavirus was studied, how it was created, well, how it was funded. You really need to go check it out. Maybe we could post a link in the video or in the comments, maybe. Later on, we may be able to do something like that. But if you go to our Facebook page, it's right there. But, of course, we got fact-checked. Okay, so they're considering it false information. Now, I did not, my title for this video was, not sure what this is, but you should watch it. How it started. That's all I put. Now, I won't make no ding or proclaiming any kind of truth to it, whatever. I was going to let you decide, and maybe you knew a little more than we did on certain something, and you can bring to the table with it. It was just a video to get you thinking. If it wasn't real, if it's not real, then let's, you know, but it looked pretty legit to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of money looked like it went into making that fake video.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And that dude knew his shit. So anyway, it's called Plandemic. The video is called Plandemic. And if you go to our Facebook page at Two Grumpy Elephants, you'll find it.
Maybe. At this point, maybe.
Well, I mean, yeah, I can see it because I'm the page administrator, but it may not be up there. It may be. But right now, it just has the, you know, the gray screen over the video. It says false information. Then you can click see video. So I decided to click why it was fact checked. And some of their fact checks on this video are outdated. Because some of their debunked fact checker information has been... I coined a new word, and I'm going to say it. It's been rebunked, okay? They just... I'm saying it. It was too funny not to say it. But, I mean, you know, the debunking of whether or not this virus came out of a lab, I think it's been pretty clear now from the last couple of weeks that it is more than likely it escaped from the lab. Now, whether or not it was created... or not, I'm not saying that. I'm saying whether it was natural or man-made, it still was being used as a gain-of-function virus, and it leaked out of that lab.
I mean, when you got Jon Stewart out there saying...
He was on fire on Colbert, was he not?
He was. That was a good clip.
He knew.
That's some old news. If you guys haven't seen that, check that out.
Yeah. But he also, you notice how he was just talking and wouldn't stop.
He wasn't going to give Colbert that fucking...
He wasn't going to give him a second to say, all right, we'll be right back.
He knows the fucking game. He made the game.
I mean, I don't care for Jon Stewart. I think he's, wrong in a lot of ways.
Well, look, with what he did for...
Look out for your 9/11 guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I could... I would love to get back to a place where we can set politics aside and I can admire your talent.
Yeah.
Okay. But they've made that almost impossible. We're always on the defense now.
That's the thing with Jon Stewart is he was actually funny too.
He was funny. But, you know, toward the end, he was getting more radical and radical until, you know, he finally was.
Well, I don't know if that was him or if that was Comedy Central.
Well, it probably wasn't. I mean, but he is a funny guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And if you could set his politics aside and just enjoy the humor in it, I mean, first of all, your life would be a lot better, you know, because you're not getting angry over everything.
But let alone enjoy what he's done for Patriots.
Well, Patriots, the 9/11 Commission have heard enough from Jon Stewart, I'm sure. But it was, he was saying exactly... that this virus that supposedly happened in nature happened across the street from a Wuhan lab that's called Corona Research Laboratories.
Yeah.
You know, it was funny as shit. But anyway, so back to my Facebook post. It looks like they're fact-checking with some old information. So, well, I don't know whether or not this video is, you know, accurate 100%. All it takes is one thing to be wrong in a video, and they'll slap that.
Oh yeah,
you know,
oh, yeah.
That fact check on you. Whatever, I don't care. I'm leaving it up there so if you go up there and you see it, click on where it says "see video." I'm sure you know how to work Facebook by this point. If you don't, God help you.
It's like a little 6-minute clip.
Yeah, it's like some great information though. And if it's accurate,
really good video.
If this video is accurate, because here's the thing. None of the fact checks were debunking what he was saying about this money being paid here, this research being done here. They were only fact checking whether or not it came from a lab, it was man-made, whatnot. Okay, so just keep that in mind. You can be fact checked by saying it's blue when it's actually red. okay? But the rest of the video may completely be 100% true, okay? So just keep that in mind when you're looking at it. So anyway, I posted on Facebook. I don't know if comments are going to make it through. They're doing some shit with the comments. We had a comment come in from our last episode, and I felt necessary to put that on Facebook so you can also see that comment on Facebook, you know, from our previous episode about the critical race theory. You know, we need a progressive dictionary so we'll know what words not to use to make it through the algorithm, because it's getting to the point where we can't say left, right, up, down without some kind of trigger being set off and getting shadowed and getting, you know, demonetized or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, with that being said, you know, y'all did awesome with the views. I mean, y'all really
pulled us out.
Y'all made us feel good, feel like we were on the right track, maybe.
I want to start seeing more of our videos uptick like that.
And it looked like, to wait, because we didn't promote it like we had in the past, you know, we just let it be what it be, you know. And it looked like, for it to be getting the way it was getting, some people were having to be sharing it. Some people were sharing it. So we thank you for that. It was awesome. It made our day. We were feeling good on Thursday and Friday. I mean, we really felt like, all right, we woke some people up. We got them riled up. I know for a fact we got a few of them riled up. So just remember that. Keep that going. Let's double down. Let's double down on it, you know. Let's stick it to them, and let's get organized on it, you know. And let's, you know, support everybody, support our local officials that are running on our side. Let's keep that shit going. All right, so you got anything left over from last episode that you wanted to clarify, bring up, or address?
No. I mean, I got a couple things I'll be wanting to bring up this episode.
All right, well, if you want to, I can go to my next story if you want, or do you want to jump in?
Well, I did want to talk about this book I've been reading.
Okay.
Facts Don't Care About Your Feelings by Ben Shapiro.
Okay. I didn't know you got that.
Yeah.
All right.
I've been reading it over this weekend. It's really good.
Hold on, though. Are you reading it in his voice, in your head? I know you have to be, dude. He's got a very distinctive voice. You know you are.
Come on.
All right, I would be reading
I could just give you a little fucking section on the back of the book here, you know.
Yeah, do that.
They say history repeats itself. We've got a lot of work to do to end up on the right side of it after Election Day.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what I'm thinking when I'm hearing it. That's exactly it. That's hilarious. All right, but anyway, the book's good.
It's a really good book. It's I guess a collection of news stories where he kind of gives his take on them and really shows you that as America, you know, we become united during tragedy despite politics, and the left is now turning all these tragedies into political events.
Every one of them.
You know, and this was
even hurricanes.
And this was written before George Floyd and all that. So we can only see this point of view, you know, coming more into fruition as time moves on. You know, he's also talking about a lot with what the left is doing with Trump. But it's really good. It goes to show you that, you know, the left doesn't care if you're murdering babies as long as you're not painting your face black. You know.
Do you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. For a second, I lost audio for like a second. But, okay. So, and the book's called Facts Don't Care About Your Feelings.
Facts Don't Care About Your Feelings by Ben Shapiro. Okay. It's really good.
That sounds good. You think they have that on Audible? I bet you they do.
Probably. Do you think he's reading it?
Huh?
Do you think he's reading it?
Who?
Ben Shapiro.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he read his own book, yeah.
Facts don't care about your feelings, okay?
Yeah, why wouldn't he read it? I mean, I mean, he probably screwed this out.
But
okay,
that's a good book.
Okay, what you doing there?
I'm just searching. I'm searching it up. You go ahead. I'll try.
Okay. So, all right. So the books. That's cool. Yeah. I mean, I would like to listen to it like on an Audible. You know, while I'm working or something, that would be a good idea. Okay, so did you hear about Trump's rally in Ohio over the weekend?
No.
Well, it was a pretty big one. It was in Ohio, and so basically, what they're saying is he's kicked off his 2022, you know, campaign for the House and the Senate.
Real quick, it's not on Audible. He's got like three other books on Audible that he does narrate.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean that's money. He's making money when he does that. I mean, I wouldn't want to write my own book unless I talk like me.
All right, everybody. You know what I mean? If we can get some fucking views, we can get him to write his own book and narrate it on Audible.
I would change
it. How hilarious would that be? If it is the environment, it was me. Hello.
In case you're wondering what we're doing, we're channeling our inner Biden there and talking to you one-on-one, getting real close and personal, and really kind of connecting to you by talking this way. Does he really think...
Where am I?
That it's, you, okay. You remember when the debates... You remember when... I think it was that one. When he would be asked a question and him and Trump be arguing back and forth, but now all of a sudden... I want to talk to you, the one sitting at that table right there with the yellow tablecloth on it. I wanted to tell you, okay, I know you're hurting, all right? And I know that chicken salad's probably out of date.
Oh, my God.
It's like he's trying to, like, that's going to connect with somebody on a personal level.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you sound like a D-bag, okay? It's not... It's really off-putting. It's like there's some of those memes. You know the song, "Come here, pretty mama, let me whisper in your ear."
Yeah.
That's that's what they're saying.
Yes.
"Come here, pretty mama, let me whisper in your ear. I want to talk about taxes. I want to talk to you about health care." So everybody can do a body voice now. All you got to do is whisper.
Where am I?
Okay. All right, we're getting way off track here. I wanted to talk about Trump rally. Okay, so he calls out Anthony Gonzalez. Okay, and I know if you don't know who that is, it's a representative of Ohio that was one of the 10 that voted to impeach Trump for the January 6th stuff. Now, I think it's ironic that Twitter took all that stuff down so you couldn't see exactly what he said unless you screenshotted it. There is no way that man induced a riot. There is no way he was supporting of what happened. When he was saying fight like hell, he meant, you know, supporting, vocalize, opposing the left.
Nobody. He meant get out there and vote. He didn't mean find him at your local gas station and get in their face and
tell
scream
them
at
welcome
them.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or go to the restaurant where they're eating and embarrass them and run them out there. None of that, which any person with a good head on their shoulders, which is very few and far between now, would have known. He did not. Nobody would think with a reasonable, you know, that he thought that's what he was doing. It's just they twisted it. So the 10 of those that jumped on board, well, he calls them out calling at this rally. I mean, he's in Ohio, and he's calling out the representative of Ohio in Ohio. Now, that's one thing to do it way across the country in Florida, you know, or something like that. He's in his damn backyard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he called him a grandstanding rhino, which I want a T-shirt made of that by tomorrow. Grandstanding rhinos. But, you know, he's in this guy, Gonzalez, he's in the group with Mitt Romney's and Liz Cheney's, you know, all the Never Trumpers. So, you know, I thought it was fucking hilarious. But what I wanted to say about it was, if words matter, because you know they try to impeach him because what his words were, you know, insinuating or what could have been twisted to sound like he was saying it. If words mattered when Trump was president, why does words not matter when Biden's president?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Well,
because this mug has said every curse word and every word that would get you banned on YouTube or get you banned on Facebook.
I saw a video of him like a long time ago.
Now, I know which video you're talking about.
Motherfucker was dropping the N-bombs.
Big time. Now, he was quoting somebody, but he was so loving that.
So what? If I'm singing a song in my car too loudly, I'm going to get shot on Slocum Street.
No, because turn down your music and you lock your door quietly and nonchalantly, you know. And then when the red light turns green, you turn that shit back up. Like,
oh, shit.
I ain't scared of shit. You know, but... You know, if words matter, and they would take every word that Trump said and twist it in any way they could. If all right, here's what I wanted to say. Let's flip the card and say Biden is our president. He's a Republican. He's our president. He's our Trump Jr.
Oh, he'd been out.
All right, that's what I'm saying. I know this is hard to visualize, and it may make you sick to your stomach, but let's say that Biden was our guy. He was out there saying this shit.
Poor kids are just as smart as white kids.
Right.
I mean, done. Done.
Over. Packed lunch and all.
Yeah.
It's done. I mean, he would have been barbecued over that shit. But I'm not even talking about that as... blatantly pandered. He got his pander wrong, you know, but Donald Trump wouldn't even get away with the tenth of that shit.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But this man has got away. I mean, it's almost like the governor in Virginia. You don't hear nobody talking about him. You remember when everybody was getting fired or had to resign for wearing blackface? Well, not the governor of Virginia.
I will say Trump did get away with grabbing by the pussy, and that's a baller move to get away with that.
Not only did he get away with it, he made a lot of people jealous. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, dude, I wish I could talk like that sometime and just get away with it and walk out. Pop the collar and just run, fucking, you know.
Just walk into like a busy store. Just walk in there, be like, attention, ladies and gentlemen, call Fifi and bounce. No explanation. No explanation. Oh, shit.
Stings. Okay, well, all right, we back?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he just wouldn't, you know. It's crazy because Trump wouldn't get away with any of that shit. But I kind of lost my train of thought there, and I had something that was gonna.
It sounded like it was going somewhere good.
Yeah, and I lost it. But anyway, the words that come out of Biden's mouth, you know, there's a every once in a while when they have their little cocktail parties, they're like, this motherfucker is gonna kill us. You know, it's just a matter of time. And I want to bring it back up to the story that we've been laying out, you know, a while ago. Don't forget about that transition being, you know, possibility. So we shit on Biden a lot, and we give him the shit that he deserves. But careful what we wish for.
But there are those who are worse.
Want to see a Kamala Harris as your president, because I fear... Of all that, I fear that is a possibility. You know, if they keep pushing this cognitive test thing, you know, and is he in his right mind kind of thing?
Quit rubbing your hands together. Your microphone's picking that up.
Oh, I was doing my villain.
That's all I can hear.
I'm a cat. All right, here. Yes. Yes. All right. Anyway. Okay. So, yeah, be careful what you wish for, because we don't want a President Harris.
No.
We don't need that. All right. And I saw a funny thing on Facebook today that she went to the border, but she went to the wrong one. She went to the south of the border in South Carolina. That shit was funny as hell. But all right,
that
so,
was satire for those satire. Who can't.
If he wasn't aware, we are a comedy show most of the time.
Most of the time.
But we will call your ass out. All right, so you got Marty. Anything else for me?
Well, there's that 9-year-old.
Well, I got that as one of my stories. I mean, you're going to have to give me more information than I have, because all I saw was a video. I didn't catch her name. But do you want me to talk
about
it?
Well, I don't want to blast her name or nothing, you know. I mean, granted, well, the whole world probably already knows about her.
I mean, she's a Greta Thunberg on the right at this point.
Yeah,
yeah. You know?
She's a Greta Thunberg. That makes sense.
Greta Thunderberg. That's what I call her. So, I mean, you know how I am with names anyway. So when she first came out and when that shit started happening, I was like, who's this Greta Thunderberg? You know, yeah.
That dumb bitch. Talking about fucking climate change has ruined her childhood, and she's taking trips on a yacht.
And she's, you know, body surfing and kayaking and living the good life that, by the way, my dream.
That's privilege. You know, that's privileged white people right
there.
Yeah,
that's your privilege right there. And from Sweden. Wasn't she from Sweden?
Something like that. Some bullshit ass fucking place.
Well, FYI, in case you didn't know, her mom and dad are some of the biggest, you know, activists for, you know, the like EPA or whatever the EPA is over there. You know, they're huge environmental activists.
Environmental protection assholes.
Yeah. All right, so this 9-year-old, that made sense. Now, I had a weird experience watching this video because I have a 9-year-old daughter. Now, my 9-year-old daughter is witty, she's smart, and she's tough. But this girl was awesome. And she had she was composed. Now, she was getting excited, and you could tell she was nervous a bit, but she ranted. You know, it made me proud. I don't even know her. You know, but so what happened was, she was, what was she doing? She was trying to do something.
So what happened was, she was told no politics, no BLM in the school, and I guess next day.
But what was she trying to do? And they told her she couldn't do that. Like she was doing a project or something.
I don't think so. I just know she was told no politics, no BLM in school. Then the next day she comes in and there's a fucking BLM poster up there.
And she was told by that by the school board.
The school board were the people who put the poster up.
And the school board are the ones that, you know, installed those posters.
And she lit them on fucking fire.
She really did. And they deserved it.
Yeah.
But, now, I don't know what school board. I think it was in Minnesota. Was it Minnesota or Minneapolis? Let's
figure this out.
Area? But, you know, we talked about the Virginia school board last week. Or last episode. You know, I haven't seen anything else come about it, but I mean, it's kind of
shit.
What?
So I've been playing this little test, okay?
With
you
me?
Know, where? No, no.
Oh.
Where I type in 9-year-old on.
You gotta be careful doing that.
I typed in 9-year-old. Well, just see what the autofill.
The top story.
Yeah. I'm not looking anything up like that.
Well, but, I'm not saying you were. I'm saying. You'll trigger an alarm.
Yeah,
you know.
But so, you know, I was just kind of trying to see what was up with the story. And by the way, the first things that pop up is 9-year-old testifies against Derek Chauvin. And, which is obviously old news. This story, you've actually have to do a little searching to find.
Which happened, weekend? Or this week?
Yeah. 2 days ago.
Of course, it's been buried. So much has happened since 2 days
ago.
But, yeah.
I will say,
I just want to know where she was from. I mean, I wanted to.
I'm not going to show everyone. Well, so I'm sitting there trying to find it out.
I want to say it was Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, Minnesota, something like that. I will tell you.
Yeah, let's move on.
If you go to the if you go to the chat board, you'll see what popped up when I typed that in.
Okay, all right. Let me do this without accidentally clicking. Oh my good Lord.
Yo, is that not an ugly fucking kid? Minneapolis, yeah.
Dude, he looked. Okay, we can't show this because I don't know
who. We're not showing it. We're not showing it. But
he sent me a picture, guys, and this kid's a little upset. It looks like he's been running, but he looks 40 years old too.
That's awesome.
I'm not picking on him. I'm just the capture that they got with that photo. I mean, you know.
Oh, whatever. Shit.
But anyway, this 9-year-old in Minneapolis, she was a badass. She's engaged, folks. She's tearing him a new one. You know, what's right is right, you know. Okay, so, you know, there was another kid right after that when he was on fire, too. And I don't remember his name.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
we're not going to call him. But the whole point is it's another example of with these school boards of do as I say, not as I do. You know, nobody can tell me that BLM is not a political statement. That is 100% a political statement. And I happen to not agree with it.
Okay? Well, especially when, you know, you look at who's running this company. It's a company.
It's an organization that raises money for Democratic runner.
We're not talking about the thought that Black Lives Matter. Okay, because they do. All lives matter. I know that's going to get me fucking banned from YouTube.
Way to go. You're going to have to... Bleep it? No, but you can say it like this. Everybody's life matters.
But okay? Black Lives Matter, that is a political statement.
It is a political statement, a political organization that supports political candidates.
That its founder was arrested for embezzlement.
Yeah, after her fourth or fifth house, one of the ladies that was running I guess they got chapters now. Like there's a BLM chapter of this state.
What is this, Sons of Anarchy?
Well, it's almost like the NCAA, NCAP, whatever.
LGBTQs? Whatever that shit.
No, the NCAP. What is it? NAAP. NAP? What is it? Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. The organization that supports the Black community, and they're always there. Anytime a Black guy gets shot, you know, NCAA.
CNN?
No, it's an acronym or something. I don't know. Whatever. I'm having a complete moment here, but I know what that is. NCAA. I want to say NCAA, and I know that's not it. That's basketball. And that's college sports. But anyway, it doesn't matter. The whole thing is, though, what were we talking about? No, I'm just saying, you know, it's all these groups, you know, these Black Lives Matter. It's, you know, there's no way it's not political, but it's no different than saying, as a political statement, make America great again. Now, you can't have that in school.
No.
They wouldn't let the students wear those hats. Because, I mean, I heard it all the news every day. Kids gets a spell from school for wearing a Make America Great Again hat. It's no different than that. Now, if you want to have a non-political school, then it needs to be that way. Your teacher should not be telling your classmates who's right and who's wrong in the political arena. A good teacher, the students should never know what side they are in politically. Okay? Because most people can't, you know, be biased. There's always a lean, whether it's the left or the right. So a good teacher should not be able to, a student should not be able to know any political affiliation that teacher may have. You know, I think. But, you know, because if you don't want it on this side, if you don't want the left spewing their garbage, we can't have the right doing what, you know, on our side either. Because we do have, there's radicals in every group. So you got to do it for one, you got to do it for both. That's the way I feel about it. because most of these children are way too young to make an informed opinion or you know, or even ready to start dealing with that shit. Let them have a childhood first. Let them learn our history, uncensored history, unwashed, woke-washed history, and let them learn the history, let them be kids, let them grow up, and let them decide whether or not what side they want to come on. I'm tired of this indoctrination shit and, get them while they're young. You got a problem? Am I,
can you hear the dog?
No.
Okay.
Pretty sure nobody is going to hear it over me talking anyway. Is it going off pretty good?
It's going up.
When you make those faces, though, I think I just screwed up a word or something. You got to give me a better code or some kind of signal. All right, Jason, it's not you. It's, I'm not looking for quarters. But anyway. You get it? Did you get it? Did you move on by?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. All right, so how we doing on time? I feel like I've been rambling.
We're at 35 minutes.
Oh, we got a little bit. So, okay. Wow, that sucks because that's my last story. But I do have, I do want to go back to another story that I talked about, with this, how Trump slammed this guy in Ohio because he's a never-Trumper and all that. And remember I made a comment on how we are going to handle Ron DeSantis, campaign and some of these never-Trumpers getting involved in that. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, Trump's not out of here.
No.
Some of these never-Trumpers, y'all are on notice. I really feel like y'all are on notice. And I hope every one of them gets voted out. And I pray to God that Utah comes through and boots Mitt Romney to whatever state he's going to go next. God, please don't let it be North Carolina, because I will not be voting for him in North Carolina.
North Carolina's in a tough spot.
Let me tell you what I said last week, last episode. We could lose North Carolina any election at this point. If we don't rally up and get that shit going, we're going to lose North Carolina.
I mean, Roy Cooper's already our fucking governor.
I mean, we're about as purple as it gets before you turn blue. You know what I mean? I mean, I really feel like we got to get engaged. We got to stay engaged. Don't just have a week and, I'm fired up, and then go back to the norm. I mean, yeah, we all have lives, but this matters because,
it is our lives. It's our future.
It's our future. It's our kids' future. We cannot lose North Carolina. We can't. It would be devastating to the Electoral College if we do. I mean, look how close Georgia is getting. Georgia was very close. And I don't know what's going on other than some gerrymandering was happening. I can't say that out loud because that's an opinion of mine and it doesn't matter, but I'll keep that to myself. But, record voting turnout for a basement dweller. I mean, okay, so, all right, so we talked earlier that we were talking about doing another game next week. We're going to set it up this week. I'm worried about doing that because if we don't get nobody to watch it, we're going to be like, all right, guys, we had a whole segment playing and nobody showed up. So what do you want to do? You wanted to announce making a drawing and then we announce, then we. If you look like you were about to fall, dude, you went so far back. I thought
that's
this was
chair.
It.
That's this broken ass chair.
I thought we were about to see your feet coming to the screen or something.
It's been a while since we played Three Wrongs Don't Make a Right.
Two wrongs don't make a right. Yeah.
Fucking two leftists don't make a president or whatever the game's called.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Okay, so you want to do that? Do you want to be the recipient? Because I did it last. I got to play last, so it's your turn, I guess. Or do you want to do we both do it?
If we both do it, we're in for a longer show.
Well, I don't know how we both can do it because I'll be looking on the same sites that you're probably going to be on.
Yeah.
And I'll know exactly. So, all right, I'll find the stories. We got a whole week because we got Wednesday off, brother. We're taking, you know, keep in mind, we're not doing Grump Day for a while. So I'll have a week to really go through. You stay off the sites that you know I'm probably looking at. And we'll play Two Wrongs Don't Make a Right next week and have some fun. And let's throw a drawing in there, too. I would like to see a drawing of, let's say, Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney?
Let's draw Mitt Romney.
All right, so.
And guys, I don't want it to look like you work for, you know, DC Comics or Disney. I want it to look ganky. The worst
grotesque.
The better for me. Yeah, I mean, if you're spending more than 10 minutes on it, you've already missed the whole message. Okay? So, you know, yeah, if you want to flex and show everybody you can draw, that's the one thing. We want it for the funny.
Now, I will say, me and you go ahead and get our drawings done before that episode starts. That way we're not worried about drawing that shit.
Yes, I'm going to draw that, and then we can post them that day. I already sent it to you. And so, if you're listening to this episode right now, we need your drawings by next Sunday. Don't give them to me Sunday morning. They're not going to make it. Okay? I need them by Friday at the latest. If you do Saturday, we'll be all right. But at least get them in so we have time to look through them, you know, all four of them that we get, whatever. You know, I still want that. Dude, I love that excitement we got last episode. Guys, double down on that shit.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. Made us feel good. Feels like we're on the right track again. All right, so.
And don't forget to go check us out on our Facebook page or our Instagram page. We're going to try to be more.
Yeah, I mean,
up on with those, and
blasting some Trump shit up there. You know, I'm gonna post his rallies up there, and you know, get people involved and informed of what's going on. But don't forget to vote when it's time to vote. Don't forget to support when you need to support,
or subscribe.
Part.
Don't forget to subscribe either.
Like, and you know what? I don't know what's going on. Here's the
funny
thing.
I love it.
Now listen though, I need to bring this up. And I'm sorry that I waited too late to do that. But, you know, I really feel like our likes are getting gerrymandered too, because we had one time when it first came out, we had like 4. Then it went down to 2. Then it went back up to 6. Then it went down to 5. Now, I don't know that many people that actually like something and unlike it. So I don't know what's going on there. I don't even know if what we have as far as likes is accurate. You know what I'm saying? Because if they can manipulate the dislikes on Biden's videos, surely, and most likely, they're manipulating anything positive for a Republican or conservative. Okay? So just keep that in mind. What the stats are, we don't give a shit. I want to see you engaged. I want to see comments. I want to see the views. Okay? I want to see the downloads on podcasts. I don't know what's going on with Apple. So your go-to is Spotify.
Yeah,
for
if you're listening on Apple, switch over to Spotify. You're probably missing a few episodes. We don't know what's going on with that. I think that's Apple's having some issues.
Yeah.
We're not getting fucked with, but Apple's having some issues.
Yeah, I found a story that was saying that something about the URL code or address wasn't getting uploaded correctly, and it was getting blocked down, and they're like, jammed with all kinds of errors and shit now. So it was just
weird. Do all that shit.
Yeah, like, subscribe, share. That's how we get our word out, guys. You share the video. That's just like you telling your friend at work. Okay, share the video.
Yeah.
And with that being said, enjoy the rest of your weekend. If it's Monday when you're listening to this, have
elephants.
A great week. And Trace.
All right. Later.